Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another great trip report to start your week. Listener Zach is standing by to share about his Disney wedding down at Walt Disney World. So that's coming up. First, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at touringplans.com. This is the site that's going to keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. You know, if you've been there lately or are headed down soon, that the crowds are descending on Walt Disney World, and most folks don't know what to do. They're just going to go to the first attraction they see. A touring plan is your insurance against the crowds. It's going to tell you when to zig, when everybody else is zagging. You're going to have information right there on your smartphone, wait times that are incredibly accurate, and also a step-by-step plan to see the most amount of attractions each day of your trip. Check out all the great services they offer and tell Len we said hello here at the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at touringplans.com. Support the show the easiest way possible. Use our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You'll still get all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help the show. So again, anytime you do that shopping online, please use our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1523 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. And while I have a chance here, happy new school year to everybody out there heading back in the South and the Midwest. I know school either started last week or it's starting this week. I hope everybody has a great school year for all the students and the teachers as well. Get out there and change some lives this year. And everybody else who's just headed to work here on a Monday, keep an eye out for those kids. They haven't been out at those bus stops for quite a while. So just heads up as you're driving in today. Give a wave to the kids as they're in their, I'm sure they're back to school best with all their trapper keepers. Well, I guess they don't have those anymore. Just regular folders. All the fun stuff's gone, all the 80s stuff. But anyway, everybody have a great school year. We're going to kick it off here by talking some Disney. We've got a great trip report. We're talking Disney weddings today. So I know everybody's going to get a kick out of this. So we're heading down Texas way. And we've got a pair of lovebirds joining us. Zach and Robin joining us from Texas. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
So glad to have you, and it's going to be fun today because, you know, one of the reasons I really love Walt Disney World is that, you know, there's so many different ways you can vacation there. You know, you could be a golf fan and go down and not even go to the theme parks and golf every day, and I know folks that do that, or you could be somebody who's a resort, you know, some people call themselves like resort snobs. You know, you go down, you hang out at your resort, you swim in the pools, you ride the boats, and then, of course, there's lots of theme park fans, but it's also a place to celebrate milestones in your life. And that's what you guys did. So we're going to dive into the Disney wedding aspect of the 6-night trip. But before that, I like getting a little background on the guests. So Zach, tell us, you know, you guys had a Disney wedding. So why is Disney so important to you guys?
For me, I was down there as a child, maybe, I don't know, 5, 6 years old with my parents, had a lot of good memories there, and then went back for the first time in over 20 years back in 2016 with family. And it was just a reminder of how much that we loved it. We stayed at the Beach Club Resort for our first time in 2016, and it was absolutely awesome. So for me, it was a combination of really awesome memories of childhood and then just revisiting those memories with someone who I love very much only a few years ago for the first time together.
Very cool. So, Robin, what about you? I mean, you know, there's so many different reasons why we go back to Walt Disney World, and you guys had your wedding there. So that obviously is, you know, that's even more than the rest of us that go down for like the 4th of July. That's a big deal for us. You know, you guys got married there. That's taking it to the next level. So what do you say? Why Walt Disney World?
Well, Walt Disney World for me, because I have kids from a previous marriage and they grew up watching Disney movies, and frankly, and kind of honestly, I'm a big cartoon lover. Love them. So a chance to get to go to Disney World was amazing and magical. And our kids, you know, our kids didn't go with us on the trip when we went in 2016. That's right. And I had the time of my life.
We won't tell them. I'm the same way.
We've been near each other more than we've taken them. So, I mean, exactly. I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing.
Well, see, you're doing it right because, you know, we're kind of a blended family as well. But, you know, Paige always went with us. We've never gone just as a couple. So maybe I'll have to use this podcast episode as Exhibit A for Pam and I to escape sometime.
Oh, it was wonderful. Totally. highly recommend it.
Everybody says that. So yeah, that's awesome. So before we get into the nuts and bolts of the trip itself, what was it like when you told, you know, the friends and family, you know what, we're not getting married in Texas. We're getting married down at Walt Disney World. I mean, it's an exciting thing for a Disney fan, but I mean, did you get any pushback from any folks around you that, you're doing that in Florida?
No, actually, his parents were the ones who proposed the idea of us marrying at Disney World. It was not something that crossed our minds initially. And they know that we're such huge Disney fans. It was really their idea. And therefore, there was no pushback from anyone.
Mike, to be honest, I really think they saw just how much we loved Disney when we went down there in 2016. And we couldn't stop talking about that first trip. So she's absolutely right. They're the ones that said, hey, guys, you know, we will be more than happy to help you out if you guys want to get married down there. So, Oh, man, we snatched up that opportunity so quickly. And they were gracious enough to, provide us with such a wonderful, perfect wedding. It really was great.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is called living the dream right here is what this is.
You are absolutely right.
Well, because you know what? I mean, we all know, you know, weddings have so many variables and you're trying to please, you know, you're trying to have the day that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. It's so important. It's one of those just days that are just, you know, you dream about forever. But there's so many things you consider about the parents, all the rest of the relatives, friends. And you're worried about food. You're worried about music. You're worried about clothes. There's so many variables that when everybody gets behind you, I'm sure that was a load off your mind, knowing not only are you getting what you really, really want to have, but having the family behind you, it's just like kind of like easy street at that point.
It really was.
It really just reinforced how much that they were for our marriage and really supported us throughout the entire process. And that's not to make, you know, light of how much that my wife planned a lot of the stuff too. She was really the main organizer and put everything together, sent out all the invites, and was in contact with Disney and Disney weddings almost the entire time. So she did a great job as far as putting everything together too.
So let's talk about that planning, because it is probably a lot different than, you know, like we got married here in St. Louis on an old Southern plantation, but it was within, you know, 15 minutes of where we grew up, you know, so everybody was local, not a big deal. What's it like once you decide you're going to get married at Walt Disney World? How does Disney weddings kick in, and what kind of things do you have to do, and what kind of things do they take care of for you?
Well, actually, they're incredibly organized. They make it as easy as I could imagine it would be. You tell them how many people are going to be there, including the bride and groom, and then they send you basically a menu of things to choose from. From the location to the flowers to just everything, food, reception venue. And I was in contact with our wedding planner about every week for 5 months, working through all the details. And she basically held my hand the whole way. Whenever, if I made a suggestion, you know, said I thought I wanted something, she would really explain what it would be like to have that. And sometimes I went, ooh, no, not that.
Well, it's good to have somebody, though, that has that experience. It's an expert in that field, because obviously she's seen probably just about everything when it comes to the venues and what could happen, what usually happens. I mean, you have weather down there for outdoor ceremonies, all kinds of stuff. So I would imagine that you guys came pretty good friends throughout the process.
Oh, we did. She actually came to the wedding on our wedding day, and then came to the reception, not as someone who was working, but was someone who just wanted to, you know, because we hadn't met her.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy because I guess, you know, if you are that wedding planner for Disney, you would like to kind of see like, well, I've been trying to do my best for well, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm a travel agent. That means I should travel with all my guests because I want to see everything through. You know, if they want to go see your wedding to make sure everything turns out all right, that means I need to go on cruises. I need to hang out with all my guests at Pop Century. Yeah. Okay, guys, everybody's booked with me. I'm on my way. I'm packing my bags. Like that.
And Mike, they did such a great job. And something I would like to kind of shoot down almost right away is it doesn't, you know, people I think have the perception that Disney wedding is way, way out of their price range, you know? And that is not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. If you build a budget around your wedding, you can have a Disney wedding for a very, very reasonable cost. Now, you know, that's not going to be the Magic Kingdom with Mickey Mouse and Goofy around you and 500 guests. I really, truly believe that, and I feel that anyone can have a Disney wedding if they are just willing to budget through it and walk through the process. They're very reasonable, and you can have anything from a Disney wedding that costs, a couple $1,000?
Yeah, $3,000 all the way up to an average cost wedding like ours was to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Pass on that, but, you can.
Yeah, Disney always says, we'll take care of anything you can dream up. For a cost.
Right.
Exactly. It's like, I can dream a lot more than my wallet can open. So just say that. Now, I will tell you that I was part of one Disney wedding. I was very honored. Two of our listeners way back in the day got married. They now have, they met on our first podcast cruise, and they now have two kids, Jay and Melissa. I love them. And I was lucky to be in the wedding. Ricky was in the wedding. Mallory was the flower girl. And they got married over at Seabreeze Point on the boardwalk. And it was an incredible day. They had the reception at Ariel's over there at Beach Club. And it was incredible. We had a fireworks illuminations, like dessert party that evening. Just the whole thing. I mean, you know, we see the commercials for Walt Disney World, and, you know, they sell magical moments. They sell the best times in life. And I mean, that day, you know, Melissa was a princess and Jay was her prince. And we all got to kind of be like, like the royal court, and everything happened, and everything is exciting as a Walt Disney World vacation is for us when we go down anytime. It was just so cool to see like this pocket of family. And I considered us all extended family celebrating Jay and Melissa and having a great time. So is that kind of how you saw it too?
When you say magical moments, oh man. And people feel like princesses and princes and princes, you couldn't be more accurate. My wife came in on a carriage that was, it wasn't a pumpkin carriage. It was like a more traditional.
No, it was a traditional carriage.
They had harp players. What else, babe?
Oh gosh. I thought I had chosen some of the most basic, simple, but tasteful things, but the way that Disney does their presentation, you'd have thought I had bought the, part of the moon and they were everyone. It was like the Grand Floridian and the Wedding Pavilion and the conference center where we had our reception. It's like all of those things shut down just for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's and crazy. Those people were there just for us.
And when you're a Walt Disney World fan or just a Disney fan in general, you realize the hustle and bustle of that destination. I mean, it's one of the most visited places on the planet, in that they can give you that intimate feel that, you know what, this is your special day and this is your venue, and it's not going to be shuffled around with, 12 other brides, over there and over here, that you feel like that day was all about you. I think that really says something. I bet you that's a big worry for future brides, maybe.
If it is, and they, are able to have a Disney wedding, I guarantee you on yours and your husband's day, that day, you won't encounter another bride. Only the cast members who are there to make sure that you and your guests are having the time of your life.
For as large of a company that Disney is, and they're slowly taking over the world, I feel like,
yes,
they really just did an awesome job of focusing on us.
Yes.
And my wife's 100% correct again, where, for hours, it was only us. The Grand Floridian, for all we knew, was vacant,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, clearly it's not. The Wedding Pavilion, we saw no other grooms, no other brides. No, I mean, it was really just all about us for seemingly the entire day.
That's
and
so
it was wonderful.
Because that's what it needs to be. I mean, that day is, you know, when you have friends and family there in your wedding party and just everybody who's there to celebrate you guys, the day has to 100% absolutely be about you. It's your day in Disney. I'm glad to hear that they do that very, very well, because I can see where that'd be a challenge, because I know they're trying to, you know, they want to squeeze in everything they can. They, you know, they just don't have one wedding a day, but you got to make sure everybody gets their time. Now, walk me through the wedding day itself, because I got to do it from a groomsman point of view, and I remember it was July, and I had to get in a big fat tux over at Riverside and stand out. We stood outside in July in a tuxedo. I was about to die, but it was worth it. It was so fun. So talk us through, you know, how the day starts all the way through the reception at the end of the day.
Oh, goodness. Well, my day started extremely early. I was up by 5:30, maybe 6, because the photographers were coming, and the makeup people were coming, and the hair people were coming, and I'm a throw my hair back in a ponytail and wash my face and walk out the door kind of person. So sitting for, you know, a couple hours getting my hair put up and my makeup put on, and as soon as they finished that, there were, by 8:30, there were photographers all over the room snapping candids and all sorts of pictures. And what time did you guys start?
Oh boy, that day seems like such a blur now.
If you'd asked me about my wedding day, I couldn't tell you. I'm thinking about that. I remember standing under an oak tree saying I do. That was about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I remember. I remember getting up early as well, you know, getting the tux on, helping the kids get their tuxes on. There's a wedding photographer doing their thing the entire time. Thank you, Earl, and thank
that's
you.
That's right, Christopher.
Christopher, awesome wedding photographers.
Yes.
And so some pictures were taken, and then we got some pre kind of wedding pictures at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, then the groom's party went over to a limo, came and picked them up from the beach club, and took all the groom's party over to the Grand Floridian for more pictures inside the Grand Floridian and outside the Grand Floridian, where it was really, really hot that
day. I was sweating my butt off.
You'd have been sweating your butt off if it was January. I got you. I know, man. You're nervous enough and sweating enough. Like if it's 10 below, I mean, you give Florida heat and humidity, man, it's almost intolerable.
Oh boy. Then we got married.
Well, that's the whole point. Yes, I do. I do. Yes, you're married.
And poof, I was there, and then we were married. Now, then the limousine came back to the hotel and picked up, you know, me and the bride's party, and we went over and did our photographs. And they did a great job of us not crossing paths at all, because we didn't do kind of a first look reveal at my dress or anything. He didn't see me until the doors opened to the wedding chapel and I walked down the aisle.
Wow.
So they kept us where we didn't cross each other's paths. And then, so we went over, the ladies went over, we got our pictures made inside and outside. They hustled the men into their places in the wedding chapel. And then as soon as those doors shut and they were closed in, they rushed me into the back part, the staging area for the bride. It's kind of like a dressing room. It's very beautiful, where I basically sweated until they came to get me because I was so afraid he might not be at the altar when I got there.
Of course I would be there. What else would I be?
Mickey's not letting anybody get out of there, man. Mickey's like, you're in my house. Let's get this done. Let's go.
Like the only place I would be maybe is like on the floor fainted. But
yes,
that's,
I got you. I know. I married out of my league. I was just hoping she would show up.
I was expecting those doors to open and no one to be there. So.
Same.
I was happy that she was there and actually walked down the aisle.
So now the wedding chapel, I've never been in there myself. Of course, I've gone past it and looked at it. And I mean, it does look very... like an amazing, you know, just I don't know how to describe it other than the perfectly magical Disney venue for weddings. I mean, is it all that on the inside? I've seen like TV specials, but is it that place that kind of really says romance?
Absolutely. And yes. And I don't know if this is always the case, but we were able to walk by there a few times after a wedding and a few visits since. And a few of those times, the wedding chapel's been open.
Yes.
So we were actually... Maybe on some days you can walk right inside and kind of check things out. But
The inside's gorgeous, and one of the coolest things I remember is the window that's on the kind of the altar.
And the window that looks across the lake towards the Magic Kingdom.
The Magic Kingdom is actually centered in that window. And they were saying that the window actually has some, it's a forced perspective thing where the Magic Kingdom seems bigger than what it actually is in that window to kind of give you a more of a
grand scale.
Right.
The castle looks huge in that window, but then when you step outside for photographs under the trestle, not so much.
You're like, how's that? We're the same distance apart. It's magic.
It's just one more example of Disney thinking of really everything. How if you're in that chapel getting married, they want that magical moment of being able to see the castle a bit more clear than what you might normally be able to see it. So, and the chapel itself, it could probably fit, what, hundreds of people easily, right? A couple hundred?
Yeah, it's incredibly, it's huge inside. It's bigger than some churches that I've been in for certain. And we had a very, very small wedding party. We had less than 25 total people. And the way that they set it up inside, you'd think with something that large, it would look like kind of like, this is kind of looks kind of sparse. It was not at all.
That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I've always thought it was small in there. So it's surprising to me that it's larger. It's funny how like you perceive things. You know, I thought it was like a real small. I don't know. I was picturing like, like I've seen like Vegas, like wedding chapels, five pews. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was super small. I love learning stuff on these shows, and I do every Monday. So now as you guys, you go through the ceremony, you get married. How's the rest of the day go? Because you obviously are going to have a little downtime and then have some sort of a reception. So what's the reception like for your guests?
So they actually had a place for where they took all of the guests over to the reception area. And had all of the tables and everything set up for them, and they were able to get drinks and sit down and relax. And we got to go inside another whole, like a room under just for us, and we had our own little charcuterie
like
tray,
and
we got to cool off because we were both sweating like crazy. So we got to cool off and just relax for a few minutes before. Like 15 minutes or so.
And the reception was in the Grand Floridian, and that was our first time. Is that our first time actually in the Grand Floridian? Well, might have been. It was absolutely wonderful, that part. And then, we were in there for about 15 minutes, and then they let us out into the main kind of...
into our reception hall. They walked us in and announced us, and... they took us back. We had our own private little table under ourselves. And again, more people waiting on us hand and foot, which I didn't know what to do with.
I just
wanted something to drink. I just wanted an iced tea. If somebody bring me a tea, please. But they kept asking, not in an annoying way, but, do you need anything? Can we get anything for you? It was, and our guests, we had a buffet. It was really well set up. They went into the reception hallway where we had a bar set up so they could get drinks, go through the buffet line and come back in and sit down where no one was running into one another. And it was just, the food was amazing. Sight unseen, I have to tell you, their catering department, because usually they're like, come taste the cakes and come taste the food that you're thinking about. But we didn't have that luxury.
Yeah.
And when we ate, everything was as good as a 4 or 5 star restaurant here in the Dallas area. It was fantastic. It was perfect.
And the cake. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the cake was amazing.
The tastings was one of the favorite things we did when we got married. Cause we've been married 13 years now. But we would go every Saturday night like to different reception halls. And, they would like sneak you in the kitchen like a plate so you could try it out. And, that was one of the things we did for about 3 months. It was like we went to this venue and then went to that venue and we tried out their foods. And I remember that was one of the fun things. But yeah, Disney, I'm sure you're going to get great food, especially at the Grand Floridian. Now, let me ask you this. Like, where was the reception held at the Grand Floridian? Was it over in the conference center? Like you had a room over there?
Yes.
Okay.
It was in the conference center. So we never went, around. Mm-hmm. So we took a carriage around to the side to the conference center. at the Grand Floridian, and we had our own reception hall over there. And it was, I mean, even though the conference center is as beautiful as the Grand Floridian, it's not like some little, you know, meeting space or something. It's like huge, grand ballrooms, and the decor is as ostentatious as it is inside the Grand Floridian. So, I mean, you know exactly where you are. You're just not surrounded by 1,000 people who are staying at the Grand Floridian.
Right.
Yeah. I love that conference center. We've had media events over there, and it's just, like I said, I mean, it's just, it's an extension of the Grand Floridian, just as beautiful, just as opulent. It's just made for events. It's made to have, right. you know, right. things happening.
It's perfect. It's just, it's a nice, when you leave, you're not leaving in a crowd of people trying to get through Bell Services in the front of the Grand Floridian. You're going out through your own kind of private, if you will, you know, entrance exit. And so you're not having to deal with the traffic of people pulling up to park and unload their luggage and check in.
You know what? I never even noticed that. Mike, she's absolutely right. Throughout the entire process, the only time where we really saw a significant amount of people, and I use that word lightly, is when we were getting photographs in the Grand Floridian kind of lobby.
Yes.
That's when we saw some other guests in Disney, you know, mulling around and looking, and, oh, there must be a wedding. Besides that, which I don't think they can help because that is in the main lobby, you're right. We didn't run into anyone, any crowds, nothing.
Yeah, when we got in our car to leave, when they picked us up, take us back to Boardwalk, that our car was sitting there waiting for us. They'd already bussed out the rest of our guests.
Right.
It was just our folks helping us from Disney and our driver, and that was it, and we were on our way.
But speaking of, like, the other, you know, guests at Walt Disney World being around, I will say that, you know, Jay and Melissa's wedding that I was a part of, we were all, everybody in the wedding party and even the families, we're all like huge Disney fans, you know, like that's how they came together. They're Disney fans. And like everybody there was a Disney fan. And so when we went to get our pictures taken, we got them on the boardwalk, you know, in front of like the photo booth thing we did, you know, we staged some pictures there at Seabreeze that's Point, right, and, you know, right. But I mean, it makes you feel like, you know, everybody, like all the guests are just excited. They're like, congratulations. And I mean, it was, you know, like guests were not a problem. It was like really exciting to kind of be a part of the show there for a little while. It was a neat experience.
Yes. When we put our ears on and went to Beaches and Cream that evening for dinner, we had so many park guests stop us and say, congratulations. So that was really cool too.
We had pre-purchased those. She had the wedding band ears on with the, what's it called, a shawl?
With the,
veil.
With the veil.
And I had the tuxedo ears on, and she's right. I mean, we had so many people come up and congratulate us and, you know, wish us good luck. And, you know, these are complete strangers. We don't even know. And we probably had 20, 25 people throughout the course of the day just congratulate us. It was great.
That's what it's all about. It's about celebrating. I wish I had a lot more time. So I want to jump into kind of what you guys do for the remainder of the trip, because you're at Walt Disney World, and plus you have friends and family down there that are at Walt Disney World. So when you're at Walt Disney World anytime with extended family, with a larger group, there's a lot of things to consider. So how did the rest of the trip go as far as basically the honeymoon at Walt Disney World and celebrating with your friends and family? Well,
we actually found a reason to go on a honeymoon a few months later.
You can do more than one.
I mean, it was the one expectation that we set at the very beginning, before we even went down there, of everyone that we invited was, we want them all to have fun. And that doesn't mean hang out with us all the time or do what we want to do, but instead go out, go explore, go do what you and your family may want to do. And that's the way that the following days really played out was, you know, at times we would run into people by the pool, family members by the pool, friends by the pool. And then other times it would be just her and I exploring the parks.
Sometimes we'd meet up for dinner or something to eat, but we weren't going to drag people around the parks with us, just, you know, and force them to enjoy our time. There are things that other people wanted to do. So we were just like, whatever you want to do, go do it.
And like, let's be honest too, like I just wanted to spend time with her too.
Yeah, I mean, I get, everybody wins. That's right. You guys win and everybody else wins at the same time.
Right.
So, you know, I want to hear though, you know, other than just like, you know, sometimes we talk about, you know, what'd you think of the resort room or, you know, what rides did you go on and so forth. But, you know, looking back, you know, a year out from your wedding and from this amazing 6-night trip, like, what moments still stick in your mind? You know, could be, you know, on the wedding day, it could be just, you know, some show that tickled your fancy, you know, 3 days later or something that, you know, a meal that you shared. But, you know, looking back, what are some of the best, you know, memories or moments from this entire trip?
So my favorite memory is...
You better not beat me to the punch.
My favorite memory that will always stick with me is when... You know, both the boys are on each of my boys are on each side of me. They're going to walk me down the aisle and the doors open.
Dang it.
And there's the most handsome man
it.
I've ever seen at the end of the aisle waiting for me. It was all I could do not to like try and jog in this dress. And then just being able, and we, because we set the expectation after that, do what you want to do and let us do what we want to do. So he and I were able to go and enjoy the parks as if we were there by ourselves a lot of the time. And I mean, just, you know, going, I'm a big art lover. I love art. So we were able to go explore all the Disney art, fine art stores, and picked up, you know, Stitch cell with a special Stitch pin. And I'll always remember that as well.
She stole my thunder. A lot of it.
Sorry.
So echo on that a little bit. The best memory I have is when the doors opened, I saw her. I started, you know, kind of a man thing here, but tearing up a little bit. And, you know, here comes this beautiful woman I love with all my heart walking down. So that was memory number 1, 2, and 3. But besides that, what I remember is the next morning. So the day after our wedding, that morning, we all went to Ohana and their breakfast. Absolutely outstanding. We got to meet Lilo and Stitch, and Lilo presented her with a little, like a bag of Stitch stuffs, like a Stitch blanket and a Stitch bag
Stitch
and
wallet.
Stitch wallet
and a big stuff Stitch,
big stuff Stitch, which I had arranged beforehand with Lilo and Stitch to kind of get that done. So, you know, that was great. The drive down was wonderful. That's one memory that really stuck out. Just spending time with the family was great.
Oh, the pool at
Beachfront is
the best thing. I love that pool. Just relaxing in that pool, kind of cooling off.
I think it's universally thought of as really the best pool out of all the Disney resorts. And 100% agree. Stormalong Bay was absolutely amazing. They have a lazy river. They have a sand at the bottom of their pool. It's really big. They have a great pirate kind of theme slide. I mean, that was awesome, just kind of relaxing by the pool when we had some downtime.
Yeah.
And that's what really it should be about. I mean, you want to go see the attractions and do all that stuff, but on a special trip like that, you want to have pools. You want to relax. You want to enjoy each other. You want to enjoy your friends and family. Now, I got two other things before we get out of here today. So one thing is... I don't know how big of Disney fans your extended family and your friends were. So did you have to kind of coach them before the trip as to what Walt Disney World's all about? You know, like what a fast pass is and, you know, how to go about, because you guys weren't going to be together the whole time. How did you share advice as sage Disney fans to those who might not be as well versed in what they're getting themselves into?
Some of it, we have some Disney kind of, not experts. We some of my family had been there before, so they kind of knew about the fast pass stuff. But there's some family on my wife's side that never really experienced Disney. So what we kind of did with them was I set up a lot of the fast passes, a lot of the reservations at different breakfast places and different restaurants, and I was kind of the pseudo planner for those that had not as much experience as we did. They all love Disney, not as much as we do.
Oh, well, my father asked why on earth would we go to a place that creates cartoons for our wedding? But, I mean, he's old Southern guy and just doesn't get it. But he still had a great time. He thought that they stayed on the resort the most of the time, and they thought it was fantastic.
If
it goes to show you that Disney is, like you said, Mike, more than just attractions and rides. They're really something for everyone. And there's folks that came with us that, you know, didn't really ride any attractions or see any attractions.
Yeah, my friend didn't ride anything at all.
And he had a great time just sitting by the pool and going to different restaurants and and just kind of wandering the premises. That was great.
And I think as like big Disney fans, I think that's something that we have to, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because you have to say that, you know what, I might really enjoy going on Space Mountain and, you know, doing 12 attractions a day. But the thing is, somebody else could have an amazing experience at Walt Disney World without ever stepping foot into a theme park, or maybe just, you know, people watching a theme park and going and, you know, maybe doing Carousel of Progress. We all got to do things differently. And I think a lot of times we're so excited about what we love, we want to share it. And that might not be the best advice all the time.
There's one time I would like to go down with Robin and really try to not go to a theme park, just go to like all the resorts, especially during the holidays, and kind of see what they have to offer. Because there's so many resort activities, whether it's the Beach Club or Animal Kingdom Lodge or Riverside, that you can make a vacation just by visiting the resorts and doing all their free or low cost activities.
100%, especially at Christmas. There's so much going on. Oh yeah. Oh, totally. All right. Last thing before we get out of here, and we're running short on time, but you guys, this has been such a great show. I mean, I think it's going to be like a, you know, just a guide for future Disney brides, but it's also just a fun show to escape here on a Monday. But practically speaking, somebody that is either in the process of planning a Disney wedding, or they're just planning a wedding and they really haven't considered Walt Disney World, but they're a Disney fan. Maybe they're, you know, soon to be spouse is a Disney fan, and you know, you guys have been there, done that. So what advice would you give as we close this show out to somebody who is possibly considering getting married at Walt Disney World?
Call them. Just call the wedding planners, with the Disney's Magical Weddings, and just talk to them. I mean, they're not going to pressure you into anything. All they're going to do is provide you information and explain to you how they'll walk you through the process. You can do it as grandiose or as, you know, if frugally as you want, and they'll work with you and give you the wedding that you really dream of.
And step B, to kind of go one beyond that, is trust the people, trust the cast members that they have helping you.
They really know what they're talking about.
Yes, they take a lot of the stress out of it. If you let them, even though I may not be totally right on this, I really feel like Disney can do no wrong. And just put your faith in all their cast members, and they will take a lot of the stress and a lot of the work out of it, because they all know what they're doing, and they will not steer you wrong. They have contingency plans upon contingency plans to help out, and they can make the process really, really easy for you if you let them.
Well, this has been a great show. I mean, it's definitely, you know, we always have the Is This Romantic show. Well, today, yes. Okay, there you go.
Yes, so absolutely.
The answer is yes. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to share this. You guys, you know, a year out now, and you know, we've kind of waited a long time to get this one out there, but this is going to be one of those special shows that I hope everybody just has a smile on their face, even though it's a Monday and you're probably heading into work. I mean, this is Disney and romance all wrapped up in one. So Zach and Robin, thank you so much for taking the time. And, you know, I didn't think about this, but every time you celebrate a milestone anniversary, you just have to go back. You have to do it.
That's kind of
absolutely
our plan every year.
You guys are so smart. You're smart like a fox. That's awesome. Well, thanks again for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
This was so cool. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends at touringplans.com. Don't have to wait in lines for a wedding. Nope, don't have to do that. But guess what? The next day when you go out to the Magic Kingdom, you may have to, but you might not want to ride all the rides, but maybe you do. But either way, a premium subscription to touringplans.com is going to steer you in the right direction. They've been doing this for over a decade, and it's data-driven information. So they're not just guessing. They are experts in the field, and you want to make that next vacation awesome, and this is insurance against the crowd. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. Please support the show with our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and we sure appreciate your support. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike, and we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here for now, and we'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Zach and Robin, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.